Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Diving stop, Seager. Toss on a hop to first. In time to get seven.
Three-run homer, Robinson Cano off the lefty specialist, Fernando Abad. And the Mariners lead it 5-4.
Goodbye, baseball. Straight away, center field. Cano and Cruz go back to back.
And the king, when the Mariners needed him the most, two hits over seven. Scoreless innings.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
Welcome back. Time once again for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Thanks for being here. Mariners falling last night to the Texas Rangers in game two of the three-game set. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, we'll hear from the commissioner. He was in town. Rick Riz sat down with Rob Manfred, so that comes up in a few minutes. But the Mariners, well, last night did not go as planned as they fall 8-6. They fell down big early, down 7-1. Felix Hernandez on the hill, cruising through the first three.
Felix again, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. There is the changeup. Back-to-back punch-outs for Felix to finish the top of the third. It is 9-up, 9-down, looking very much like the king here tonight at Safeco Field.
But ran into massive problems in the fourth. Walks became an issue. The Mariners give up seven runs in the fourth inning.
And the 1-2 pitch, swinging a high drive deep into right center field. Haniger going back to the warning track near the wall, leaps up and it's gone. Goodbye baseball. Rougned Odor with a grand slam home run. And the Rangers now lead the Mariners by a score of 7-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Seven runs for Texas here in the frame.
Lost my command a little bit. Yeah, I was missing down in the sun. And three walks and a couple base hits. That's what happened. I knew I was not going to go longer than 70, so I was done for the day.
Is it easy to get distracted when a couple of plays behind you don't go quite the way that you have it lined up?
It's part of baseball. Baseball's like that. I mean, you cannot do nothing about that. You just got to go through.
Kevin, you didn't pitch out of the stretch until the fourth.
Yeah.
Is that a factor?
Nah, I will say not really. I mean, that was different from the stretch in the wind up, so it may be. Yeah, why not?
How good did you feel those first three?
Feels really good, man. Even in the fourth. I mean, first walk to the shield, it was a close pitches, and it was ball. I feel really good.
It looked like they started trying to wait you out a little bit too. They weren't going to maybe chase really because they're always aggressive, but it looked like in that third or fourth inning they were waiting it out a little bit.
They were waiting a little bit, but you know, like I said, the first three innings I was going after hitter. I was throwing a lot of strike, and that was the difference between the first three and then the fourth.
They should probably get two more starts. What do you want to get done here?
Just try to finish strong. I mean, the last two starts, it's going to go, I don't know how many pieces it's going to go, but I'm just going to finish strong.
Can that mean something? I mean, given that, you know, twice on the disabled list, had your season really interrupted like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for me. I mean, and I used to be in the DL, and like I said, what happens, and last two starts, trying to finish front, trying to get two wins for the team.
They were really facing an uphill climb at that point, down 7-1. The Mariners, though, would peck away.
Swing and a fly ball by Cruz, deep to right field, going and going, goodbye baseball, way out of here to right field. Way back into the lower deck, Nelson Cruz with his 34th home run of the season. An opposite field shot, Mariners' second home run tonight. Here's the pitch, swung on line drive down the right field line, a fair ball all the way to the wall. Rounding third, heading home, scoring Zunino, gamble to second, up of the ball two, the throw to second, cut off by Odor, and it's a two-run ball game. Ben Gamble with an RBI double, back-to-back doubles. Mike Zunino scoring from second, and it's now the Rangers 8 and the Mariners 6.
One in the fourth, one in the sixth, two in the seventh, one more in the eighth, some other opportunities as well with the bases loaded, but they couldn't quite get it done, and the Rangers take the series. They take the ball game 8-6. Here's what Scott Service said after the game.
We'll start with, obviously Felix Hernandez. About the first three innings, he threw the ball outstanding. He was attacking the strike zone. That was as sharp as he's been in a long time. Unfortunately, the fourth inning, that unraveled. And, it just kind of starts with the walks. And, we didn't make a couple of errors in that inning. And then, the big mistake pitch to Odor that dug us a really big hole. Our guys kept fighting. proud of our group there. They kind of know what we're up against at that point in the game, and we did not quit, even until the last out was made. We had a lot of swings, with guys on bases loaded a couple innings and didn't really bust through with the big knock there. But, we hung in there. Just the hole was so deep, we just couldn't overcome it. So, frustrating, I think, is the best way to put it. You get off to a good start in that game. Felix is cruising along. I don't think anybody really squares him up. First time through the order, and you're thinking, we're probably going to be okay to get five innings out of him. Just didn't happen tonight. That was the plan going in, and unfortunately, we couldn't get there. They put the big number up in the fourth inning.
What happened with him? And it looked like he was nibbling a little bit more, couldn't quite find a release point.
Yeah, I think certainly the leadoff walk to the Shields, base hit, and we make the error in the outfield, first and third, and we have the ground ball to Siegs, which, I think we got the guy at home on that play. So a couple plays weren't made, a couple ground balls get through, on pretty decent pitches. And then, ultimately, it's the walks, it's the free passes that got us in that inning. Along with the big swing or the big home run by Odor. So, to pinpoint and you're going out for the fourth, I think we're in great shape. It just didn't work out that way.
It's kind of looked like they waited him out a little bit. He's thrown a lot of off-speed and they kind of waited on him.
A little bit. I think, they weren't strikes. And you've got to keep attacking the strike zone. And to their credit, they did lay off some close pitches there. But, again, the first three innings, I thought, as sharp as I've seen Felix in quite some time. So I was as surprised as anybody. It got away from us there in the fourth inning.
Yeah, I think Odor got Albers last week. Just like the left-on-left there.
Yeah, Odor has, he's got power. There's no doubt he's got power. And he's hitting 149 off left-handed pitching this year. Albers has done a really nice job for us. He made a mistake over in Texas against him, and unfortunately, he got ahead 0-2 in the count, and he had a lot of places to go. Just got the ball in a really, really bad spot, and to a guy who's got 30 home runs, you're going to pay the price. So, you got to execute, and you got to continue in that situation. And Elvers has done a really nice job for us this year. He just, made a bad pitch in a bad spot. Really, really did. Shea's got really good arm, got good stuff. It's nice to see him healthy and throwing the ball, really well. The fastball's got a lot of life, and the last curveball he threw to strike out the last hitter, was awesome. So definitely a bright side, sign there. Our guys continue to battle and compete, and we got to play smarter. I got to play crisper baseball, and the walks, a couple of errors, base running, it all adds up, and so you can't overcome it. No matter how many runs you score, we got to be crisper there.
It was one of those plays, the eighth inning, base running with Gamble there.
Yeah, it's something that has happened to Ben a couple times this year. We've talked about it. We get out and work on it. You've got to anticipate, and when the ball comes or it's hit off the bat, where you're headed. It's a reaction play, but it's a mistake that should be not be made at the big league level, and it's happening.
Scott, I know you're trying to stay game to game, but how costly have these last few games, given that the Twins and Angels keep losing?
They hurt. There's no question about it. It definitely hurts. I think everybody feels it in our clubhouse. We got to play better baseball. That's the ultimate. You're not going to the playoffs. You continue to make errors and don't execute in crucial situations or make pitches. That's just where we're at. That's the reality of it. Our guys know that. It's not like they're not trying hard, but we got to continue to compete, and we got to make a little bit better decisions and execute better. And that's where we're at.
Deacon was struggling with his command there, walked a couple of loaded bases, and Alonzo going after the first pitch.
It's Deacon. He's pitched a lot for them recently. The situation there. They've got Bush up in the bullpen, ready to go if we do run a righty up there. Alonzo, in the game, and got a pretty good pitch to hit. He got out in front of it, rolled it over to first base. I don't have a problem. He smokes a ball there, hits a double, and you're right there in the game. Now you've tied it, or we're right where we need to be. So I don't have a problem with that.
So now the M's game three of this series before Cleveland comes in. James Paxton will take the mound tonight. A couple of lefties go at it. Cole Hamels will take the ball for the Texas Rangers. 7:10 first pitch tonight from Safeco Field as the Mariners look to salvage the finale before Cleveland comes in for the final three home games of the season. We'll hand things over now to Rick Riz, who sat down with the MLB commissioner.
What an opportunity, a chance to sit down and talk baseball with the head man in the game of baseball, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, here in Seattle. And, Rob, it's great to have you here. What brings you to Seattle?
Well, I make an effort each season to get out and visit as many ballparks during the regular season as I can. And this will be my last week of visits before the playoffs. I'm doing four teams here on the West Coast and sort of a routine part of my tour.
Mr. Commissioner, a lot has happened during your time as commissioner since taking over from Bud Selig, who did a tremendous job. A lot of good things, changes in how we play the game, pace of play, technology we use for now replay reviews. Of course, the second wild card has been a great addition, especially for teams like the Mariners with some hope here at the end of the year. But all that aside, is the biggest accomplishment during your time working alongside Bud Selig and now as commissioner, labor peace between the owners and the players, no work stoppage since the 1994, early 1995 seasons?
I think labor peace is the most important thing that any sport can do in terms of establishing a bedrock for the game to be successful and continue to grow. Bud deserves tremendous amount of credit for bringing a group of us together and allowing us the freedom to kind of change the labor relations environment, mature the relationship with the MLBPA, with Don originally, most of it with Mike Weiner, and more recently with Tony Clark.
Yeah, new five-year agreement last year. That'd be nice.
It was good to get that agreement behind us. I think it's a good agreement for both parties. And, you know, hats off to – we had some real participants in that process that deserve a ton of credit. Dan Hallam, the chief legal officer at baseball, and Ron Fowler, the chairman of the Padres, who headed our negotiating committee.
Rob, let's talk about a lot of things that are on the table right now, talking about the game of baseball and how it can get even better. There's a lot of talk about pace of play, trying to quicken things up, and I'm sure there's a lot of ideas on the table to do that. Some pitchers work quickly, some pitchers take forever. Will we see a pitch clock in the near future where pitchers may have just maybe 20 seconds to deliver a pitch?
We're having ongoing conversations with the MLBPA, and I hope that we're going to see a series of rule changes for next year that are relevant to the pace of play issue. I'm not going to make a prediction about the pitch clock. I will say this. Me personally, I think it's a good idea. We throw, on average, 300 pitches a game. There's no other rule change that has a more immediate impact on the pace of the game, and I think it's something we need to stay focused on.
Catchers go to the mound, pitching coaches go to the mound, a lot to anything in that regard.
Yeah, I think that mound visits are another topic that we're discussing. I think in general, I would characterize the conversations this way. We're focused on dealing with issues that we think about as dead time, slow delivery of pitches, mound visits, excessive time in inning breaks is another one. You can make those changes, you can improve the pace of the game, but equally important, you're not having an effect on the actual competition on the field.
A lot of technology now in the game of baseball. Replay reviews have come a long way. I was a little skeptical at first, wondering how long is this going to take and everything, but it's really worked. We're getting the calls right. Now there's been discussion about taking the technology even farther with using laser technology to create a strike zone. Go with that as far as calling balls and strikes. The home plate umpire will still be there. Let everybody know what it is. Are we getting close to the technology of a laser electronic strike zone?
Right now, we do not have technology that is accurate enough and quick enough to call balls and strikes on a real-time basis. I think that technology will continue to evolve and develop, and we will get to that technology at some point. If and when we get the technology, I think we need to pause and have a real conversation about whether it is a good idea to remove the human element of the home plate umpire from a game that is really traditional in terms of its thinking about how people interact on the field.
Visiting with the Commissioner of Baseball, Mr. Rob Manfred. Rob, here it is September with all the September call-ups. Rosters, of course, are larger. We play the game a little differently in September than we do the first 5 months of the year. More relievers in the bullpen. The Angels have 14 relievers. The other day, they played a game with 21 pitchers. More pitching changes because you have the manpower down there. Do you see in the near future the September call-ups, you know, still being around, but maybe designating a 26 or 28-man roster available for that game or for a particular series?
This was a hot topic in the last basic agreement negotiation. Last winter, we actually thought we had a tentative agreement where we would play with 26 all year and then have up to 28 in September, and you could designate in and out. Unfortunately, that agreement fell apart. I'm hopeful that we will revisit that topic during the term of this basic agreement, because I do agree with the sentiment that we play the game a little differently in September than we do all year long. They're arguably our most important games, and quite frankly, I don't think a 21-pitcher game is necessarily good for us.
Mr. Manfred, thank you so much for your visit. The Commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, enjoy the rest of your visit here in Seattle. You're doing a tremendous job.
All right, thank you very much.
The all-time hit record in a single season held by George Sisler of the St. Louis Browns back in 1920 at 257. Late in the season of 2004, Ichiro got the base hit to put him in the record books, number 258.
And he broke the record right here at Safeco Field in one of the most memorable moments ever, as George Sisler's kin were here to see Ichiro do it. And it was a very, very poignant night.
Now the windup and the 3-2 on the way. Swinging a ground ball, facing up the middle. There it is, number 258, a major league record for Ichiro. The fans are on their feet, and Ichiro has just established a new single-season hit record. There is number 258, and he moves on by George Sisler.
See you later!